Welcome to On the Road with the Jaguars, who've just landed in Houston, presented by ProTrans. Brian Sexton along with Jeff Lagerman. You know, Jeff, when you look at the Houston Texans, last year the Jaguars beat them both times with Case Keenum as the quarterback. He'll be the starter on Sunday, but Arian Foster didn't play in either one of those games. He's really the difference, isn't he?
Well, he's probably having the best year that he's had since he led the league in rushing a few years ago. He's a tremendous back, got great patience, great vision, also a great receiver out of the backfield, made the Pro Bowl, might be the best back in the National Football League, him and DeMarco Murray.
Would it be overly simplistic for me to suggest that if they stop him, they really have a good chance to win?
Well, you have a good chance, but, you know, the Texans' defense has been miraculous. I think 34 takeaways on the season, 123 points generated off of those takeaways, and they've got a guy by the name of J.J. Watt that wears number 99 that doesn't allow a lot of points scored. So, yes, it would help. But that defense of the Texans now, over the last, what, 5 or 6 weeks, they're averaging only about 15.5 points a game. They've been really good.
Is he as good as the hype would suggest?
Oh, he's every bit of that more. You know, I've been watching film of the National Football League since I was 21 years old, and I hate to date myself, but that's 26 years. Reggie White, Bruce Smith, Lawrence Taylor, I've watched them all. He's one of the best I've ever watched on film.
Final road game, chance to get a road victory, which the Jaguars have not this year, against a team with something to play in the playoffs. It's a tall order.
Well, and the Houston Texans now, they've got to have a little help. They've got to have San Diego and Baltimore lose to have them have an opportunity to get in the playoffs. All the games are being played at the same time. There will be a lot of scoreboard watching going on, including by us, to see who's going to get in the playoffs. But it's a great atmosphere, and it's a great opportunity for a young Jaguars team to get a playoff-type experience, much like they did against the Baltimore Ravens a few weeks ago.
All right, Jaguars and Texans tomorrow from NRG Stadium here in Houston. Thanks for joining us on the road with the Jaguars, brought to you by ProTrans.